towers. On one side, George W. Bush. On the other, Osama bin Laden. Two twins, divided by a gulf we know as the Twin Towers. Changeling twins from same family of Illuminized Masons. Skull and Bonesman's son and CIA operative bin Laden. Two royals of same family working for the same societies, whether on this side or that, whether here or way over there, falling for the ruse, America, of the faulty towers is our fault. We're being double-crossed again by the House of Guise. Just look at the coat of arms they wear on their sleeves, and you will see the Exxon logo is the very same as theirs, proving that the twins work for the very same mafia family. As for the holy war over oil, they're using the same script St. Augustine used long ago, and Muslim clerics consulted to launch the Holy Crusades and the jihad against infidels that would bring two armies to the Holy Land to spill blood. Ye are the evil heathens, nay, ye are the devil's infidels. In God we trust to win. God is on our side indubitably. We are the self-righteous. We are Allah's holy warriors. We are a tower of strength. The tower is our foundation. The strength and foundation are the WTC Twin Towers, known as Joachim and Boaz. The twin pillars of the temple destroyed by fire and water in Atlantis back in 11,000 B.C. Newly erected in the USA, Francis Bacon's New Atlantis destroyed by fire and water. They will rise again, phoenixes. The New Atlantis has fallen, only to rise up again from ash in the final stage of creating the UN's New World Order. The Pentagon. The truth is not five-sided. To those who want to see truth, sacred is to reveal the profane mask. For sacred geometry to be a sacred preserve, its lines and angles would have to conform to peace. Note that there is nothing sacred or holy about holy wars, either for the church fathers or their sons, or for the son of the father. As for Thomas Jefferson's street plan for Washington, D.C., why all the pentacles? I am sure there are a few hexes in those hexagrams drawn by the grand geometrician. Let us not be deluded into thinking that the Pentagon building conforms to the norm of what is held sacred according to the letter of the word G, the great artificer. There is nothing sacred about the Pentagon building's sacred geometry. It is a travesty of everything called holy to regard it as a holy site. It is, in fact, Lucifer's disguised pentacle from the inside out. So don't be deceived by the deceiver's appearances. The world is not called Samsara for nothing. The unholy site is a mechanized mecca for robots like General Richard Myers, the chief organizer of 9/11. Though it is on his head, he wears the mark of the beast. 666.